Bella came to CCF at the end of 2017, when she was about a year and a half old, together with a young male named Katiti. They were both being kept illegally as pets and were confiscated by the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism and brought to CCF to join our cheetah family. Bella and Katiti were not brother and sister. Katiti is a bit younger than Bella and joined her at her owner's in May 2017 when he was about 4 months old. Despite not being siblings, the two of them were very closely bonded and stayed together at CCF. Bella had been taken from the wild when she was just a couple of weeks old, and she was very used to people, and also very easy to work with, which was an advantage later when she got ill. The two of them were quickly paired with another two males named Koya and Nico. Bella and Katiti's owners had them spayed and castrated, so there was no problem pairing Bella with the other males. The four of them did very well together, although Katiti was more bonded with Nico and Koya, whereas Bella mostly just tolerated them as long as she could stay with Katiti. We did at one point try to pair Bella with a lone male named B2 after his friend Phoenix passed away. But neither of the two really cared for each other, and it was obvious Bella was just missing Katiti, so she was quickly rejoined to him. Bella was living at our centre pens for some years, and she participated in our cheetah runs and centre feeding activities for our visitors, together with the three boys. Nico unfortunately passed away in 2021, but the group seemed okay despite their loss. In 2023, Bella, Katiti and Koya moved from our centre pens to another enclosure called Elin's Pen, where they settled in pretty fast. Their favourite spot was the dirt mound, where they will be found in the early mornings or late afternoons, soaking up the sun and enjoying the view of the area and all the surrounding wildlife. In the end of 2023, Bella suddenly became ill, lost her appetite, and was very lethargic, just not her usual self. We did an extensive workup on her to check her out and discovered that she had ACI, which is an acute kidney injury. Throughout December 2023, Bella, the vet team, and her keepers fought for her life, and thankfully, due to a combination of extra fluids, medication, dedication, and a strong will to live from her side, she pulled through. It was clear, however, that she would need extra kidney support for the rest of her life. Thankfully, Bella was a very food-motivated cheetah and very willing to work with her keepers. So she got into a good routine of coming to the feed camps in the mornings and afternoons for some extra subcutaneous fluids. The amount varied through the last month and a half of her life. Sometimes 1 litre was enough to keep her going. Other times she needed 6 litres throughout the day. Her keepers gladly went the extra mile to make sure Bella had a good quality of life and could enjoy her days with Katiti and Koya. As long as she was willing and happy to work with us and allowed us to help her, we would continue to fight for her. But all the extra efforts is not a cure for kidney disease, and we knew we had Bella on borrowed time. At the end of June, she wasn't feeling good. She had again lost her appetite, didn't want to let her keepers give her fluid, and despite all our efforts from the vet team and her keepers, it was clear she was telling us to let her go. So the kindest thing for us to do was do just that. And in the evening of the 28th of June, we decided enough was enough, and she went peacefully in her sleep. Bella was a special girl. She was the boss of the boys, and they knew not to mess with her. No one could make Bella do anything she didn't want to do. She would come to the feeding camps if she wanted to. She would only run if she wanted to. She would purr at some keepers and hiss at others. And that sassy personality is what we will miss the most.